It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. This year, we focus in on players who hail from areas around where the Beavers are playing this week. Matt Dalton, our focus next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Matt Dalton hails from Clinton, Ontario, about a 20-minute drive from Lake Huron. Beavers, over the years, have had a ton of players from the Great Lakes area. Dalton led the team to the Frozen Four. His head coach, Tom Ceratori, said that Dalton was one of the reasons for the team's success, and a reason his team played in D.C.
Yeah, he did. He signed an NHL contract because, but as a sophomore, he got credit for it. He got a lot of credit for us going to the Frozen Four. He was one of the main cogs, mostly in that regional right there. Where, I mean, he beat the number one team in the country at Notre Dame, and I mean, a team that was the number one defensive team in the country, and in Cornell, and he was a big piece of that. So, we went through our funks that year. We started 0-4. We had a six-game stretch in the middle of the season that was 0-6 too. So it wasn't like that was. You can't look at that team and say, "Oh gosh, that was easy." We were 500 going into the regional, or maybe one game over 500. So that team, if you want to really peel back the onion right there, that team had a lot of adversity.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.